joined right now by the head coach of the Arizona State Sun Devils. Just talked to his running back and his defensive lineman, JoJo Wicker and Kalen Balazs came by. Todd Graham swinging by as well. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Doing well. How you guys?
Doing okay. I understand you and Kyle Whittingham did kind of the same thing this spring. Got a little away time, went and saw Europe a little bit, had some fun.
Yeah, went on a 12-day cruise to Italy, Malta, Greece, Croatia, Slovenia, Montenegro. So it was pretty cool.
Good to get away?
Yeah, I guess so. I like that. I like going to different places. But it's the first time my wife and I have been on a trip by ourselves, I think, in probably over 10 years. So, you know, we got a big family, and then we spent a lot of time with our football family and been on vacation with mostly our donors and helping put together and raise money for our new complex that's been that's going to be a game changer for us.
I talked to my compatriot, the guy that does what I do for you, Tim Healy, the other day. He had just finished getting the tour of the new building.
Yep.
Utah got their new building a couple of years ago. It's got to be nice for you, and I know you were really key in helping raise a lot of the money for that, Todd, to have that thing come to fruition.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, I'm a teacher, and just the innovation as far as a teaching and training facility, I don't think there's one like in the country. It's pretty phenomenal. What? And we raised all the money for it, so we really weren't able – we didn't have to, you know, get crunched on budget and all that kind of stuff. So we really, from a teaching and training standpoint, just like in the training, we got underwater treadmill and, you know, you got zero gravity treadmills and we got things in there that we just didn't have we didn't have before. And, you know, we got a cold take plunge pool in the locker room for our guys and just the maintenance. We have a nutritional bar and a full-time nutritionist. You got massage therapy, just maintenance on their bodies completely. It's a facility that's going to be great there. And then from a strength training standpoint, it's phenomenal as far as a training facility. And then the technology, how we're integrating technology and coaching and teaching football, it really maximizes our time. And our whole plan is to be a disciplined, smart program that obviously produces toughness. And so being able to teach and have a great facility is big for us.
Well, it sounds like from Kalen Balazs' standpoint, to your running back, he said that recruits show up now and are just in awe of this thing. It's like the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, you know, there's not a lot of the things are very practical. You know, we don't just have things that really don't have much use. You know, it's a teaching facility and a training facility, but it's pretty phenomenal.
You guys were on the forefront, too, from a weight room standpoint. I can remember 15 years ago, you know, 10 years ago, your guys' weight room was one of the most advanced in the country. Was it like 30,000 square feet? I mean, that thing is huge.
Yeah, and ours is more than a third bigger than that one now. And just the technology in the weight room and the things for joint flexibility and joint strength. Really, we've got a phenomenal facility. And then how we've integrated technology into the weight room and how we teach the weight room, being more efficient on our time. Obviously, it's a football-only facility, and we've got, you can work out all of our guys and a lot quicker because –
But that's pretty rare, right? Most schools allow all sports, right?
No, I mean we still have our other weight room that all of our other sports use, most people nowadays are football facilities.
Todd Graham with us, ASU head coach here on ESPN 700. I mentioned you and Kyle Whittingham both vacationed this spring in Europe. You and Kyle Whittingham also did something else similar. You added an Alabama transfer quarterback to your roster. He's got Cooper Bateman, a Salt Lake native. You've added Blake Barnett. Manny Wilkins is back again this year. So is there like Kyle said, hey, we've got three guys that are going to battle for the job. What about you guys in Tempe?
We've got a fierce competition going. You know, Manny's the returning starter, so until he gets beat out, he's the guy. And he's really elevated. You know, he's a guy that's extremely talented, and so is Blake. And so it's been fierce. I've enjoyed watching it. I mean, it's been something that I think has really elevated our team, that competition and how they've approached it. And it's pretty intense. I mean, you can sense the intensity in the room, man, when those guys are competing. And I think it really competition, man, helps your team, especially at that position.
Don't those guys, I mean, Manny Wilkins, Brady White both played some football for you guys last year, but doesn't Blake Barnett have kind of a different style from the other quarterbacks?
Yeah, they're very different. They're very diverse in their talents, and that's something that I really like. And so, they're very different. They both of them bring different things. Both of them have tremendous talent, arm talent. And both of them are great leaders. And then obviously they have different intangibles. You know, Blake's a big, he's big. He can extend plays. He's got, he can make all the throws, powerful arm, and runs really well. And Manny runs great. You know, Manny can move and does some things, and obviously has the same, you know, tremendous arm talent, tremendous presence. And, you know, he is, he's really, what's been interesting to watch Blake come in and Manny keep just elevating. You know, Blake's chasing hard, but he just, Manny just keeps elevating. So that's something that I think it's been pretty cool to watch.
Are you one of those guys that likes to set a deadline as to when you want to pick that quarterback, or can you take it all the way up whenever you want to take it up to?
No, I mean, we have a starting quarterback right now. I don't have to do anything. You know, until Blake beats him out, I don't have to do anything.
Okay.
And if that doesn't happen, nothing changes. So they know it's a competition. And but, you know, and a lot of people say that, like, well, every position's, you know, is up for grabs or whatever, but it's really not. But, you know, I think our players know it, and I think they know it. And we're not, you know, right now, many is our starter until Blake beats him out.
Bowl practices a lot of times are used to develop young guys as well. It's sort of like a second spring football.
Critical.
It's the first time in a while you guys have not had those practices. How did that change things in spring ball?
Yeah, I mean, you're playing catch-up. And, you know, we went back and it really gave us a little bit of time to really – we went back and assessed a lot of things. Because, we played for the championship in 13. We're in the top 10, most of 14 in the country. And, you know, went to a bowl game. You know, went to four straight bowl games, which had never been done at Arizona State. And so – but then, man, we were 5-1 and don't go to a bowl game. You know, and obviously we had injuries and lost three quarterbacks and all that. But really assessing it, we felt like we slipped a little bit from a discipline and training standpoint from where we had been, because that's our key to win, is be a disciplined football team, and not just, I mean, hardcore disciplined. And that's what we had been, and we'd been very physical and tough in how we played. And so we went back and we did some investment. And we invested in a bunch of hard work and discipline and tighten those things up. And this group is had the best spring and summer of any group I've had from an investment standpoint. It's been 100% commitment on their part, even on the things that they don't have to be 100% committed on, even things that are not required. These guys have been hungry. I think you know, probably the most important thing I do is hire and surround myself with personnel, and especially coaches. And I've hired two really good coordinators that bring an edge to our team, and that believe how I believe, is that, you can talk about being tough all you want if you don't have discipline, and it's got to be 100%. It can't be 98. And you know, it's been positive, because I think you've seen that with our players. And when you have that kind of, you know, work invested, it usually brings about some pretty good results.
Todd, your two guys sat here a few minutes ago, and they said, hey, we've got an in-state rival in Arizona, but when we play Utah every year, it kind of feels like a rivalry game. They kind of feel like that's a big game on the schedule for them. Well, how do you see the games with Utah?
I think it's gotten where, you know, every game is like that in the South. You know, I've been here, this is my sixth season. There's been five different champions. There's been five different teams win the South. I mean, And we came in here last year, and the team, I think the last place team won the South. We were in 2013, we were picked second to last and won the South. So it's just that type of parity that's just so – it brings about that. And one of the things about Utah that I've got a lot of respect for them, and I'll be quite honest with you, when I talk to my team, how they play, especially how hard they play, especially on defense, is something that our guys got a lot of respect for.
Coach, we appreciate you stopping by. I know your players are both very talented, very excited. Kalen Balaj, I'm sure, is going to have a monster year as well. Looking forward to watching your guys. We appreciate you, Coach.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
Todd Graham with us here from Pac-12 Media Days here in Southern California.